Before a producer hits record or before a journalist picks up a pen, someone like you notices something and wants to understand it. Every day, we invite you to keep asking questions like why and who and how. Because NPR begins with questions, not conclusions. And your right to curiosity is a right worth protecting.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, May 26th. With the primary 1 week away, we take a look at the race for the county's District 5 seat. More on that next, but first, the headlines. County supervisors last week narrowly approved of a county charter overhaul. The Union Tribune says that it now faces a final procedural vote on June 25th. That vote decides whether it will land on your November ballot. If approved, it would rewrite how our local government functions at the county level. A main component of the charter would allow sitting and future supervisors the ability to serve 3 4-year terms. Currently, supervisors can only serve 2 4-year terms. It would also allow supervisors to hire their own analysts to study and provide reports on things like county programs and finances. Additionally, it would let supervisors have a say on the hiring and firing of county management positions. San Diego County saw a slight decrease in unemployment rates last month. According to data from the state's Employment Development Department, the unemployment rate in the county was 4.1%, a bit lower than March and just slightly below rates seen 1 year ago. The county's unemployment rate is also lower than the state's, which right now sits at 5%. As far as a boost in employment, private education and health services led all sectors. SeaWorld has officially replaced fireworks with drones. Their first show was this past Friday, with nightly shows running through August 9th. SeaWorld says that their Ocean of Dreams drone show features 600 synchronized drones. The 12-minute-long show takes inspiration from marine life and ocean conservation efforts and features sharks, dolphins, sea otters, orcas, and more. SeaWorld Park President Tyler Carter said the park is the first and only California attraction to offer a nightly drone show. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
California's primary election is 1 week away, and a race in North County could change the power dynamics at County Board of Supervisors, where Democrats currently have a 3-2 majority. North County reporter Alexander Wen looks at the candidates for the District 5 seat.
The San Diego County Board of Supervisors is supposed to be nonpartisan, but party politics have always played a role in the board's decisions. Before 2020, the 5-member board was a conservative stronghold. Democrats took over when Nora Vargas and Tara Lawson Reamer won seats that year. The 2026 election could give Democrats a 4-1 supermajority, further shrinking Republicans' influence in county politics. 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and an independent are vying to replace Republican Jim Desmond in District 5. Desmond is termed out and is running for Congress to replace Daryl Issa. The district covers the northernmost expanse of San Diego County, from Oceanside to Ocotillo Wells to the east and Escondido to the south. For Republicans, the 2 candidates are
Mayor John Franklin, City of Vista. I'm running for county supervisor in the 5th District.
And San Marcos Mayor Rebecca Jones. Jones declined an interview for this story. She's endorsed by Carl DeMaio's Reform California PAC. Franklin is endorsed by Valley Center Republicans. The Republican Party of San Diego County is not endorsing either candidate. Franklin says he's running because downtown San Diego problems are becoming North County problems.
And they've come to Oceanside, Vista, San Marcos, Escondido, and even Fallbrook and Valley Center. We have a homeless problem that we can solve in this county if we choose to.
On the Democratic side, there's former Deputy Chief of Staff and District Director for Congressman Mike Levin.
My name is Kyle Crahill, and I'm running for the San Diego County Board of Supervisors for District 5.
And a former chair of the La Jolla Band of Luseño Indians.
My name is Norma Contreras, and I'm running for county supervisor.
Crahill is endorsed by the San Diego County Democratic Party. He says he's running to make housing more affordable so regular workers can live where they work.
Our nurses, our firefighters, our teachers can't afford to live in the communities they serve. And I want to try to make that better by making sure that housing is more affordable, that we control the cost of energy, that we make sure water doesn't keep going up.
Contreras says she's running because there needs to be a diverse voice representing North County. She says she is that voice because she is of Hispanic and Native American descent.
We have a lot of Hispanics. We have 8 tribes in the North County, and so there needs to be some representation.
The 5th candidate for this seat is a public health professional who is running as an independent.
My name is Sasha Miller, and I am running for San Diego County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
She says she's running because of the major affordability crisis in North County.
People should be able to afford shelter, housing, medicine without stressing themselves and really choosing one basic necessity of life over the other.
All the candidates agree affordability is a major issue, but differ in their approach to solving it. Contreras wants to stop raising taxes and get rid of outdated laws that burden regular citizens.
We want to make sure that outdated policies and laws are updated to benefit the people and not just the city or the county. And then also working to find sustainable housing for our low income.
Franklin says putting more housing, including single family homes, is key to solving the affordability issue.
We're spread out. We're bucolic. We're semi-rural. We're suburban. And that is what we want to stay. We need a supervisor for North County that will fight for low density. And that's what I'm a fighter for. We've got to build the housing. We've got to build homes that people can raise their families in.
Crahill agrees more housing is the answer, but says the county should also create more affordable housing of its own.
The county also needs to play more of a role in making sure that we are both permitting more housing and also providing its own housing, whether through public-private partnerships for more affordable housing at all kinds of levels, whether it's very low all the way up to moderate.
Miller also supports expanding public housing, but opposes urban sprawl.
That means having walkable communities. That means not building single-family homes that cost $700,000, $800,000. For example, in Oceanside, there is a plan to build 600 single-family homes to build housing that really only a small percentage of people can afford.
The primary election is June 2nd. To learn more about the candidates, visit KPPS Voter Guide at kpps.org/voterhub. Alexander Nguyen, KPPS News.
City leaders announced a major deal last week that lowers the trash fee and restores free parking to Balboa Park. It'll have significant political impacts. In this week's Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis explains how it came together and what it means now.
The new deal will put the trash fee for those households in the city of San Diego that get city service at almost $39 per month for the big can, slightly lower than they pay now, but much lower than the $55 they would have started paying next year. The deal came after San Diego City Council President Joe LaCava met with former Mayor Kevin Faulkner during a trip to Washington, D.C. Faulkner now leads the Lincoln Club, a conservative political organization that was collecting signatures to repeal the fee entirely. After some negotiations, the Lincoln Club insisted on one other prize to secure agreement: repeal paid parking at Balboa Park. Now it has effectively neutralized the two most controversial issues in city politics, the one animating campaigns in the city, most prominently Richard Bailey's in his race for City Council District 2. And it also protects others, like Councilmember Raul Campillo. He did not like the fee, but also was reluctant to support repealing it. Now he doesn't have to. It was the most significant compromise in the city of San Diego in decades. For Voice San Diego, I'm Scott Lewis, and that's why it matters.
The county's mobile crisis response teams are set to lose state funding. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the teams respond to mental health emergencies in schools and communities.
Experiencing hallucinations.
The county says mental health teams like these have responded to more than 600 calls in San Diego County schools over the last 18 months. Under Governor Gavin Newsom's budget proposal, mobile crisis response would no longer be a mandatory statewide Medi-Cal benefit beginning in 2027. It would shift the cost to counties. Dr. Charmi Patel Rao is a youth psychiatrist. She says the response youth receive during a mental health emergency can have lasting effects.
Unfortunately, when youth and families experience that the response is traumatizing, then they may avoid seeking help in the future.
The county says to keep the mobile crisis response teams, it would have to cut another program. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
KPBS has been bringing you stories about San Diegans focusing on environmental solutions in their communities. A professor at the University of San Diego is teaching her class about the Tijuana sewage crisis. Environment reporter Tammy Merga spoke with the professor about actions her students are taking.
The Tijuana River sewage crisis is a multifaceted problem. Sarah Fetterman teaches conflict resolution at the University of San Diego. She says it can all feel overwhelming for those wanting to help. Enter her peace studies students.
We're a school of peace studies, so you might think, well, it's not a war, right? But we study conflict resolution and how to get different groups to work together across difference to solve a problem. And we really want to take advantage of our location and also give back to where we live.
To get people working together, the students first identified a need. The students found a lot of dense scientific data about harmful chemicals found in the Tijuana River. Elise Free is one of the students in the class. She says they wanted to make the studies and data easier for people to understand.
Understanding what's in the water and what's in the sediment is one of the first steps we can take to figuring out what actually needs to be done to treat the water and to prevent it from getting worse.
The students are developing an index showing where the chemicals come from and the harm they pose to public health. They plan to share their information with businesses releasing those chemicals to help prevent further pollution. Tammy Merga, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Tune into KPBS podcasts where San Diego's voices come alive.
Don't let the algorithm tell you what you like. Find things that you really enjoy.
It's really powerful to see how the voice of the students impacted so much change.
Seguimos aquí. We're still here.
Listen now at kpbs.org/podcasts or wherever you listen.